It's been a dream in Kaikoi for decades, an indoor stadium where kids can play sports all year round and where future stars can get a start without having to travel to Auckland or Whangarei. Tomorrow that dream will finally become reality, Peter de Graaf reports.
The northern town of Kaikoi has produced more than its share of world champions. Think Black Ferns Cheryl Waka and Portia Woodman, boxer Daniela Smith, even unicyclist Chris Hurdiwai. But mostly, Kaikoi's up-and-coming champions have to leave home to make it big, because the town just doesn't have anywhere to train in all weather or take sport to the next level. That's about to change, as Justin Blakey explains.
We are opening a double-court, multi-sport and recreation gymnasium. It's looking to cater for well over 20 different sporting codes, also large community events such as Kapa Haka.
Mr. Blakey, a past chairman of Kaikoi and District Sportville, says an indoor stadium has been a dream for decades. The game changer came in 2020 when the government granted just over $6 million from its COVID-19 recovery fund. Even then, however, the path to completion was far from smooth. Mr. Blakey says the biggest challenges were post-COVID cost increases and meeting tight timelines. In a compromise to keep the project alive, a space for martial arts, dance and gymnastics was dropped from the plans.
We had to cut that particular part of the overall design, which, you know, was hugely disappointing, but our view was it was better to push on and secure the funding that we had.
The 2,000 square metre building has courts for basketball, volleyball, netball and badminton, and can be used by many other codes. It has a mezzanine floor for spectators, a sprung wooden floor, and acoustic panelling for community events. Current co-chair Susie Ross says she started pushing for an indoor sports venue in 2009.
I just wanted a tin shed where I could run some gymnastics and some activities out of the rain. Back then, that would have cost around $700,000. And now, we have a state-of-the-art facility, so it's amazing and it's a true blessing for Kaikoi.
Not only is the building better than she imagined, it also came with a bigger price tag, $15 million. Ms. Ross says she gets emotional any time she goes inside.
Every time I walk in here, I cry. I wasn't expecting it to be this amazing, to be honest. I think the kids are going to love it, and we're just really, really proud that we've managed to pull this all together.
Mr. Blakey says the new facility will bring many benefits, especially in winter when it's harder to be active outside.
The number one is just physical activity for our youth, particularly in this digital age where we've got young people spending a lot more time on screens and on their phones.
Mr. Blakey says it'll be good for the town in other ways too.
It's also given the community a shot in the arm in terms of seeing that we can dream big and we can achieve these projects if we all work together collaboratively.
Mayor Moko Tepania says the council contributed $4.4 million to the project, one of three sports hubs being built around the far north. He says it will improve physical, mental, social and spiritual health, the Te Ao Māori notion of holistic well-being.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic, not just for the people who call Kaikoi home, but the wider mid-north and Hokianga, having a multi-purpose indoor sports facility like this and event centre, right, because we'll be able to use it for more than just sports.
Mr. Tepania says the stadium will also help young Northlanders realise their sporting dreams.
Kaikoi already has a huge number of sporting champions, and you wait and see, Kaikoi is going to be the home of a huge number of future All Blacks, Black Ferns, Tall Blacks, Kapa Haka superstars, you name it.
The new facility will be blessed and named at dawn by Ngāpuhi Ko Matua and will open to the public at 10 o'clock.